Hello and welcome to the Print Pod, our daily podcast of the most newsworthy stories of the day. I am TCA Sharad Raghavan, Economy Editor at The Print, and today we're going to be discussing some different indicators to measure the health of the economy. While all eyes are fixed on the macroeconomic data set to be released on Wednesday in the form of the second quarter GDP data, an analysis of sector-wise performance shows that the economy is still far from the robust growth needed to boost employment and incomes. The government releases a number of metrics periodically to provide a general picture of economic performance. These high-frequency indicators, as they're called, they measure economic activity like cargo traffic, toll collections, electricity consumption, trade data, vehicle sales, freight traffic on a monthly basis. However, there are some items such as lubricants for machines, grease, paints, construction material, etc., that also provide a reasonably accurate picture of the underlying economic activity and of areas which are booming and those that are lagging behind. In other words, there are items that companies and households buy only when they plan to use them, and there are staples that are bought regularly. An analysis of the sales volume in both these broad categories gives a good idea of the health of the Indian economy. Further, looking at the number of units sold rather than the revenue earned from sales also eliminates the impact of the recent high inflation, which has led to, revenue being much higher than last year. But in actual volume terms, it shows that the amount is pretty much the same as last year. The data shows that the consumption of industrial petroleum products, items of regular household consumption, and materials used in building construction and renovation seem to have recovered from the pandemic, but also appear to be on a weaker footing now than they need to be in terms of adding jobs and boosting incomes. This is corroborated by economists and the Reserve Bank of India, who predict that growth in the second half of this financial year will average less than 5%. Some petroleum products such as naphtha, bitumen, lubricants and grease, and light diesel oil serve as lead indicators of economic activity. That is, they are bought in anticipation of economic growth. If growth in the near future is predicted to be poor, then the sale of these products falls. Data from the Petroleum Planning and Analysis Cell shows that the sale of these products has been a mixed bag, which lends some insight into how particular sectors are doing. For example, bitumen is largely used in road construction. Its consumption rose 6.6% over last year and is higher than the trend since 2018, but it's still not as high as it can be. Confirming this is the fact that highway construction has been very slow this year, which is poor news since the road construction sector is a major employer. Lubricants and grease are used by companies to run machines and engines. Their sale increases if companies use these machines and engines more extensively, or if they feel that they're going to do so in the near future. The volume of lubricants and grease consumed in April to October 2022 was just 1% higher than in the same period of last year, which implies that the level of activity of machines and engines has been about the same as last year. Another lead indicator of economic activity is the sale of naphtha, which is used widely in all manner of industrial solvents. The sale of naphtha was just 4.9% higher than last year, but far lower than the average of the previous 3 years of 2018, 2019, and 2020. The sale of light diesel oil, which is used in furnaces and boilers, was down by 30.5% over the same period of the previous year. However, this year's sales are higher than the average seen in the 3 years of 2018, 19, and 20, which shows that the usage is rising in general. A useful gauge of the state of the economy is to look at the sale of items that involve discretionary spending by households and companies, such as building materials. Households and companies usually go in for renovations or new constructions when they have the funds to support it, or when they have a need for it. Like, for example, if there is a wedding coming up in the family, then you want to renovate your house. Or if a company is going in for expansion, then it wants to buy more property or build more property. So an analysis of data compiled on the construction sector shows that the sale of PVC pipes, ceramic tiles, plywood, and laminates has grown strongly in the second quarter of this financial year as compared to the pre-pandemic period. However, the same analysis shows that the sale volume remained largely flat as compared to the same quarter of last year, indicating that the sector hasn't really grown in this 1 year, even though it's recovered from the pandemic. Another measure of the health of the economy is to look at the sales of fast-moving consumer goods and items that are bought on a regular basis, such as tea, coffee, deodorants, soap, cleaning products, biscuits, ready-to-eat food items, etc. An analysis of the sales numbers of companies dominant in these sectors, such as Hindustan Unilever, Dabur, ITC, Emami, Bajaj Consumer, show that while the volumes of sales has been much higher than the pandemic, the growth so far over the last year has been kind of anemic. The broad consensus among industry and economists seems to be that growth for the full financial year 2022-23 will be in the range of 6.5 to 7%. So says Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageswaran on Thursday. However, he added that greater clarity will only come once the second quarter data will be released on November 30th. That's all from me now. This is TCA Sharad Raghavan, Economy Editor at The Print. Please join us for a fresh episode tomorrow.